What's up, everyone? You are listening to the Early Risers Podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Deem, and you may have noticed that this is being posted on a Thursday rather than a Monday. Well, what I wanted to start doing is taking the audio from my weekly videos and posting it on the podcast. So for the people who may not have the time to sit down and watch a video, or may not want to even just take the time to sit down and watch a video, I hope that this audio content will still allow you to learn in whatever situation you're in. But if you do want to see the video to this audio, you can check it out at earlyrisersmovement.com/videos. Please note that the audio of this certain episode isn't that great because I wasn't aware that I would be posting this until after I'd filmed the video, but from this point on, they should be a lot better. So hopefully this is something that can help you. Hopefully it's something that, you know, catches on, and hopefully it's something I'll continue to do. But without further ado, hope you enjoy. What's up, everybody? Skylar Deem here, founder of Early Risers and habit and performance coach. And today I want to talk to you about how you can build confidence in anything that you do. Now, what I want to do in this little clip is I want to list out four things that are pretty necessary when you're building confidence. And then I also, at the end, want to list out two things that you should be doing in order to help build that confidence. Now, before I get into that, I think it's necessary to talk about what I think confidence actually is. You know, I think there's a big misconception out there about what it really is. You know, some people think that confidence is just this all-encompassing thing, that if someone's confident, they're a total stud in whatever they do. But that's not necessarily true. Confidence can be a very categorical thing. It can be something where you're confident in one aspect of your life, but you may not be confident in something else. For example, right now I'm in my living room filming this video in front of a camera. I'm pretty confident. If I were to walk out on stage in front of 1,000 people and have to speak for 30 minutes or 10 minutes even, I probably wouldn't be that confident yet. But regardless, confidence is something that you have to focus on to build. So like I said, I want to go into four things that will help you build your confidence. So the first thing is you need to gain clarity. Whenever you're trying to attack a new situation and create confidence in a new aspect of your life, whether that be socializing, building a business, speaking, writing, whatever it is, you need to have clarity of what it is that you want to accomplish. You know, for me to say that I want to get better at public speaking, how much better do I want to get? Do I want to feel confident in front of a room of 20 people? Or do I want to feel confident enough to lead a 5-day seminar where I'm the only presenter in front of thousands of people? Whenever you're clarifying and getting clarity of your goals, you really need to get down to specifics, what it is that you want, and you really need to nail down the process of how you're going to get there as well, what you're going to do, who you're going to work with, how you're going to learn, all these things. So number one is clarity. Number two to build confidence is you need to focus on the good. You know, whenever you're starting out, when you're a newbie, you're going to approach new situations, you're going to try new things, and you're going to fail. You're going to probably look pretty stupid. You're going to feel like you look really stupid. But the focus needs to shift over from those bad parts that are bound to happen, and they need to focus on the good things. So if I want to become a better speaker, if I'm even just out on a date, let's say, and, you know, at the end of the day, I say to myself, oh man, I really like that girl. I was really trying to impress her, but I said some stupid things that just, you know, she probably thinks I'm an idiot. You can focus on that, or you can turn it around and say, you know what? I made her laugh a couple of times. She seemed like she was having a good time. And really, just building that confidence by focusing on the good things in that situation. So number two, you always want to focus on the good. Tip number three is to stop comparing yourself to others. Okay, so this is a big one. Whenever you enter a new situation in life, whenever you try something new, there's going to be people who are better than you. There's going to be a lot of people who are better than you probably. But you need to stop comparing yourself to them, because what you're going to do is you're going to enter a new situation. Say you want to talk about building a business, and you're going to look at all these successful businessmen and you're going to say, oh man, they just get it and I just don't. Look where I am. I've been working at this for a month and I don't see any results. Look at them. Look how successful they are. And when you do that, you really minimize your own worth. So what you need to do is you need to switch that internally. And you need to say to yourself, okay, I got to focus on what I'm doing. How am I improving? How can I get better? And when you do that, it shifts your attention from, you know, others' potential, and it focuses on your own potential. So tip number three is you got to stop comparing yourself to others. Tip number four to gain confidence in anything that you do is you have to build a growth mindset. Now, for those of you who don't know, there's a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And a fixed mindset basically says, this is how I was born with these skills, with these abilities, and that's the way it is. You know, I'm not a good writer, so I'll never be a good writer. I'm not a good soccer player, so I'll never be a soccer player. But on the other end of things, you have the growth mindset, which is what we want to focus on building, where, hey, I may not be so good at playing soccer now. I may not be that athletic. But if I dedicate my time and consistent effort to building a better skill, a better soccer skill, I'm going to improve and I'm going to get better. And that growth mindset allows you to say to yourself, you know, I'm not where I want to be, but I have the potential to get to where I want to be. And with that ability, you start to build that confidence. So those are the four things. Again, you want to build clarity. You want to focus on the good. You got to stop comparing yourself to others. And you got to build a growth mindset. Now let's move into the two things that you should be doing in order to actually build that confidence. First one's pretty easy. First one you're probably going to be aggravated about. But whatever you want to build confidence in, whatever aspect of your life, you need to go out and do it. You need to go out and actually do it. Yes, you're going to be nervous. Yes, you know, if I wanted to start, I don't know, writing, and I sat down at my desk and I pulled up a sheet of paper and I was nervous. I wasn't confident. I was like, no one's going to like what I write. Why would I even write? And then I never do it. I'm never going to build that confidence. By going through the motions, by working hard, by writing on a consistent basis, then I start to see that progress. Then I start to get better. Then I start to notice that I'm getting better. And I start to build that confidence over time. And then the second tip for building confidence in anything that you do is you got to become a proof seeker. Now what this means is basically throughout your day-to-day tasks and your day-to-day work, you have to take note of evidence that you see that you're getting better and that you're improving. And how you can do this is, you know, you can just get a few sheets of paper or you can go out and buy a journal, which is what I'd recommend, and make it your proof-seeking journal. And whenever you want to build confidence in your life, whatever you want to dedicate your time to, whenever you're going through the day and you notice things that point in the direction of you're improving and you're getting better, take note of them. Write them down. Put them in your journal. So if I am outside and I'm running, and I've been trying to run and I'm getting kind of down on myself, I'm going to go out, I'm going to go get a journal for proof seeking, and on my first day, I'm going to be running around the track, and after, you know, my time wasn't great, but I felt good. My legs were there, my legs had the endurance, but my cardio, my lungs didn't. So I'm going to write down, you know, my legs are in shape, that's a great sign. You know, if you're running down the street and a friend drives by you or something and he texts you, hey, you look great out there, like, keep it up, you're doing great. Write that down. The things that point in the direction of you improving and you doing better, take note of. And what happens when you do this is you start to slowly pick it up on your own. And you don't have to make such a conscious effort to do so, where things happen and good things happen to you and you take note and you say, hey, this is good. And then you start to focus on that good. And you start to realize I'm getting better. And you start to build that confidence. So that's the video for today. How to build confidence in anything that you do. I really recommend you go out and get a journal for proof seeking. Get specific. Get some clarity on what you're trying to accomplish. Stop comparing yourself to others. Get a growth mindset. And focus on the good. With all that being said, thank you so much for listening. If you ever want to be in contact with me or reach out to me, feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Early Risers Movement. And if you enjoyed this show, video, audio clip, whatever, however you're watching or listening, share it with a friend. Share it with someone who could use this, who's trying to get better in an aspect of their life, because this could really help people. Thank you, everyone. Keep killing it as always, and I will talk to you next time.